When I was younger, I used to go into the Ballymun Shopping Centre.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be a shop down the end that sold, like, knock-off clothes and that, like, and runners. You probably remember it.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You used to get TNs and all, right? Yeah. And I went on, and I was like, fucking TNs, lovely. And I was wearing them about 2 days, right? And they ripped, there was a load of newspaper in them. They were stuffed with newspaper.
Fucking hell, I'm going out the fucking toilet. What time is it?
And I went, what time is it?
Yeah!
I went, all right, sorry, it's 20 past nine. And then me and my mate were like, like that. And they were like, fucking hell, I'm out the fucking toilet. I can't make no money for that.
So, it is... You must be joking. Another episode. Well, we're in the studio. We're joined. I know I say this every week, but literally we are, aren't we? Joined by one of our favourites.
100%.
And he's from our neck of the woods as well. Dublin's north side. Things as fine as
Fingla.
The one and only Mr. Darren Conway.
One of your favourites.
The
yes.
Fingalian. Yeah, one of our favourites. You don't know that, but we know it.
Yeah.
I know that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you knew then what you know now.
Would I know?
You would know, because you wouldn't know. But we love you, Darren. We love you. We love your work. We love your body of work. You're still producing fucking amazing. I was only telling you on the way in here, my daughter was only, Jodie was in the gaff before they came out with Teddy. And she said, who have you got on today? This is Darren Conway. She goes, I hate him. I love Darren Conway.
Who that? Who? Darren Conway.
So, you showed her the videos before you left, don't you?
She said, yeah, quick laugh. And she's a big fan of Darren's. And she says, and she made a great point. Darren does, let's say, Darren is available for collaborations if anyone's listening.
And but, advertising.
But he does not. What he does not do is compromise his style. What you see is Darren Conway. And Darren says to them, you want me to do your idea? Well, we're doing it my way. And I love that about him.
And if you don't do it my way, we'll do it anyway.
You get Frank Sinatra. Because he does it his way.
His way.
Now, come here, listen. And you know what? It was just like one of my favourite sketches of what you're doing. I'm sure you hear it all the time. Is Git, like.
Oh, man.
I was coming down Patrick Street. Just, and I was thinking about it, if there's any guards listening or watching. I was thinking about that sketch, and I come here. So simple, but very, like, I know the fellas that you have. Do you want to give him a shout out that does your camera?
Jerry Walsh,
phenomenal at what he does.
One of the best. Class.
Like, he's come here. He's in a league of his own at what he does.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, he is of the sketch world and well, he's done other stuff apart from sketches.
Films.
Come here, he's got a big time movie maker sound, so keep him on the fucking...
He's done films and all, and Balbriggan.
And all and everything.
Yes.
And the rest of it.
Yeah, but come here, having him on board to film that.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking brilliant.
Like.
Willie rightly says, like, he's... You two have a great dynamic, so you obviously know each other very well. He knows what you're after, and you know he can do it for you. So the meetings must take really quickly.
If I didn't, like, when before I met Jer, it was just in the gaff on the phone.
Yeah.
During lockdown, sketches, playing both characters, blah, blah, blah.
You're going to the gym.
Back in the gym, bro. Are you benching? 15 pounds, isn't it?
I love it.
But if I didn't meet Jer, I wouldn't be doing half the stuff I'm doing today.
Okay.
Because he just put a stamp on it like that. I couldn't do it on my own. Do you know that way?
But isn't it great that you can actually come in here and say that, like, do you know what I mean? And give someone else the fucking credit as well and
Absolutely.
It's like Laddle and Hardy. None of them would be, you know, each other without each other. Like,
and the Joe fella as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a little trio got, you know, for...
Brilliant. And Joe, in my opinion, is a very, very clever writer, very clever director. And I think... There's a lot more to be seen with John McGuckin. Like,
John McGuckin
is like, some people say, don't get me started. Well, John McGuckin is only getting started.
He might get the Travers involved somehow.
No, he will. He said it. He said he's going to, yeah. So why not?
He didn't say that to me.
do you know it'd be a great sketch? I've been thinking of it a while, like, just putting a patent on this if anyone's listening.
Copyright.
Northside Story, you know, like the musical. West Side Story.
Yeah.
Have a gang from the south side and a gang from the north side. Do you know what I mean?
Like a gangland musical.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So it'll be like Story Buds and
Joe mentioned that before.
You could just call it Northside Story and Bud in brackets.
Right.
It'd be a great musical.
I'll clip your toenails. I'll clip your toenails.
I'll take you for a manicure. Yeah, do you want, you're getting waxed.
I'll bring you to whacked. I'll bring you to
on the north
practice.
Side you get whacked.
I'll wax your chest. On the, I'll wax your chest.
On the north side you get whacked. On the south side you get waxed.
Yeah.
That's not to be mistaken with stoned.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Waxed,
no.
Stoned. Like,
no.
That's a different religion.
Altogether.
Darren, you started out, I mean, you didn't start, Darren was born in the Shamrock. No.
Yeah, Darren was born in the cellar beside a load of Foster's kegs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. You're an old bottles of Smiddix.
Yeah.
You're a fingless man. A fingless, proud fingless man. And when you started to get big and noticed on social media, I was looking at your videos going, man, this fella's fucking brilliant. I love him. And I slid into your DMs and I went, I just want to say, but I love your stuff. Keep going, keep going, keep doing what you're doing. And he replied to me going, all right, I once served you a pint in the Shamrock.
You're at a funeral.
I was like, what?
Didn't want to know me then.
No.
All that fair city money.
Yeah, oh. All that crying at the bar and all.
I was tempted to give him a blackcurrant.
I'll dilute his point.
Yeah.
And he'll know. And then it's just gone from strength to strength, Darren. With the thing with Joe then, like, he was with Wind Up Merchants, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then he obviously reached out to you or something, was it?
It was Jared again.
Jared again?
Yeah, Jared put us in a WhatsApp group and just said, do a sketch together if yous are up for it. And the two of us went
there. So you never met him at that stage, did you not?
I'd done something with the Wind Up Merchants years ago. It was for a pilot thing.
Right.
And it was just a small, like, sketch in that. And I met Joe then. And, like, you know, just from being online, you, like, text out, that sketch was great and blah, blah, blah. But when Jared put us into the WhatsApp group, we just went out and just whacked a load of sketches, and Gif being one that done really well at the very start, like, you know.
Oh, it's just, like, it's so good. And as you said, and I said it to Darren as well, it's the simplicity of it sometimes, Willa, isn't it? Like, it's just simple stuff, but shot so brilliantly and delivered so well.
You said it well. You said, like, everyone just thinks of it. It's just very out there, like, it's just a general topic, like, it's nothing fleshed out or thought out. It's just,
and there's not even
a conversation, like, you have with your friend, like, you know, and
exactly.
Just amplifying it,
like. and it's like, and I know from just doing one thing with Joe, everything is very loose, like, it's like, look, if the lines don't work, just play and throw in what you think is going to work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And sometimes that's when the best stuff happens.
Just natural. Just a transition. It just works every time. Like, but also, with the right people.
It's unconventional as well, to an extent, Darren, as well, because some of the sketches, right, there's no ending. You know what I mean? There's no, like, finale.
You don't need a punchline, basically.
No, you don't. Yeah. Exactly. And it's just, you just watch it and you go, oh, man, that was brilliant.
Yeah, it's just like, see you later. Yeah, tell you that. So it's opened up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
like,
and I watched Get 2 as well.
Yeah.
When you're on the stairs, like, and there's the bleeding thing with the drink as well, which is great.
The dark stuff.
Do you know
stuff.
What I mean? So it gets a bleeding cameo in it as well. Like, so it is. And I kind of think as well, like, with stuff like that, there's so much that could be done, like, regards even branding for say, Lifestyle or Ballygown or whatever company it might be, to bring them two characters in and do so much. Like, I think...
Well, he's open for business.
No, but I definitely think that corporate companies, not only corporate companies, but ordinary companies are actually missing out on something really good. Like,
there's more now opening up to the idea of working with people like myself and anyone else, like, that's doing that. I done one recently with 123.ie, and it was that, I kept the same stuff I always do, like, you know, that way. And they warmed to that, and they're like, delighted with it. Do you know that way? And it's the first time they ever done anything like that.
Deadly.
And that's a massive company. Like, you know that way? Yeah. So it's just.
But,
like,
they know, like, especially, like, if you're doing it in the style that you do it anyway, you're going to get loads of eyes on it. And that's what they fucking want at the end of the day. Like, you know what I mean? If Darren Comey puts a video up there, regardless if it's his own work or regardless if it's commercial, it's going to be good. It's going to be funny. So there's going to be all eyes
on
it. Like,
you know? Sometimes.
Yeah, but I think you know yourself as someone, you know, that's writing stuff and doing stuff, what's good and what's not good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you look at it a couple of times and you get a second opinion and you go, like, maybe we need to tweak this or we need to tweak that, like, you know?
Like, back in the day, it would have just been spontaneous. You would have just posted anything. Mm. Not that way. But, like, when you mature with it, like, you just kind of have a bone for it or something, like, where you just know what to write or know what to say. And, do you know that kind of way?
And it
comes with age as well.
Yeah, like, I think maturity as well is very good, but I think you've got a little bit of a reputation now. and your stuff is always good. So you've got to, you've got to keep either the bar the way it is, or you've got to get up above it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and you have standards and you have stuff the way you shoot and the way you do it, and it's it works like.
But you're on the right trajectory, Darren.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Well, now, definitely. We're not the experts, but
how are you keeping anyway?
Not too bad.
Hold on myself. Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Right, that was Darren Comey. Thanks very much.
Deadly.
But what I've noticed in your career, Darren, is, and I love the videos at the start, but there is, as you say, there is that kind of almost experience, maturity coming into them now. The characters are still mad and dumb and all that, but the way they're written, the way they're shot, it's like you're starting to evolve. And even the TV show you had with Joe, The Free Gaff, there was some mad stuff in that.
Madness.
Like, out there, surrealism. And I was going, how did they get that past some of the people in RT? Because I've had experience with people in RT before, and they were like, no, you can't do that, you can't do this.
Yeah.
But I loved that. It was almost like you were given some sort of a freedom.
Yeah. There wasn't one course in it.
Wow. I did not notice that.
Not one course.
Jesus.
So that's how we got across
the
line.
He's just getting people to watch the whole series again now to see these spot a course.
Yeah. I swear, if there was, it might be shy.
Right.
But no F-bombs, no nothing. And that's why we got across the line. Right. It's for everyone.
Okay. There's a lesson there, will I?
But we're still...
Me and you are never going to act like that.
I know, yeah.
Beep, beep. The course Louis Nell's a fucking gone.
Yeah. Well, I can write down course when I'm
sure, there hasn't been one course on this episode so far.
No, not one. Not one fucking course.
There was just there.
Was there? Two, four. Yeah.
Well, that's because you were explaining it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. What is the watershed? Is it a shed where there's water in it?
It's a shed.
You know what he said? It can't go on after the watershed. Did you ever hear that? Yeah. I used to think it was the watershed, like something like EastEnders. Was it a bleeding? Was it a rom-com? Did you watch the watershed last week? Fucking deadly, I swear to God. With the ballygown, the temporary. No, so what is the watershed?
My understanding of the watershed is like, it's a shed full of... No, it's a...
It's a shed made out of water.
So it's mainly...
But water coming
it's
out.
It's an igloo, energy. But when you put it into the sun, it's a water shed.
Like it melts and all.
I want the watershed.
Yeah. Did you have a waterbed? Because we have a waterbed.
Here's another business idea. Huh? Just going around the festival selling water. Call it the water shed. Out of shed. Yeah. But you don't have cups or bottles. You just fuck the water. Catch it.
Yeah, there's a bottle of water. No.
Yeah, from the shed.
Blessing them and all.
Now, what is the watershed?
So, my understanding of the watershed is, right, so
who told you this before you started explaining it?
I read about it. So watershed, I read about it. I read words in a paper and I go, all right, that's what that means. So say 9 o'clock is the watershed. So they,
news is on
it. Oh, yeah, now I know what it means,
The news is on at 9 o'clock. And the reason, watershed be on?
No, the watershed is a term used for young people under the age, like children, shouldn't be up watching TV after 9 o'clock, because after 9 o'clock it gets a little bit racy. You know, remember back in the day when we were young, there was no internet porn. You'd have to watch something on Channel 4 with the red triangle and go, yup,
watching them all having sex in the watershed.
Synchronised sex.
Yeah, women having bleeding, multiple orgasms. It's the watershed.
Up at about 12 o'clock watching Eurotrack.
See if there's any chance of getting your jugs down to your ankles.
Before your man comes in.
I'm definitely moved to Belgium.
Before your wife catches you.
So that's what the watershed is. The watershed is like, it's just a time of night when the kids really shouldn't be at. So they say,
why don't forget, just bleed and say after 9 o'clock instead of the watershed.
Yeah.
That fucks some people's heads up. Like,
why just get rid of it and say, don't be up at this
o'clock.
Time.
Do you want to put this out after 9 o'clock?
I need a hug.
At least you know the name of the episode.
Watershed. Yeah, episode. Yeah. The shed of water.
So we got, you must be smoking. Tell you what, it's called the watershed. Because now when your mouth's all dry, you've been smoking and you go into the shed. And that's,
Okay. That's not what I should explain, but we will have it right there.
I think that was a perfect analogy.
That's a closed book. We know what it means now. Darren, I did something there with you recently we won't even go into it, but we did something together recently and...
Can you get it on the internet?
You can, yeah. What I was shocked about was, because you have a massive following, right? My phone was bursting out of my pocket with notification, to the point that I had to turn them off. But every time I went back into Instagram, 100 new likes, 26 new friends. I was like, holy shit, or new followers or whatever. They met me friends. I asked them, they said, no, just follow you.
Right.
And
he was saying right back and all to them.
Did you like that?
Following you to the shop.
Yeah, just saying one video, mate. I thought you were funny. Like, I want to be a mate, man.
51 people following you up to Tesco's.
Imagine if it was like that in real life.
Oh, imagine.
Remember Eddie Bishop used to have a great joke about Facebook? He says, imagine Facebook was real and they're riding across. I like that. No, you comment, people are running across the street at you. I like that.
There used to be like, but you know the way when you're in a WhatsApp conversation, you're using emojis and all that. Like they used to, like, you know the way you could end the conversation by just giving them a thumbs up.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be great in that in real life? You know, somebody's bored and the bollocks out of your party, and you just go like that and just walk off.
Yeah.
And he knows the conversation.
And one of your mates tells a story, and when he's finished, you just lean in and go.
Yeah.
Because a wink can mean 20 different things. Like a wink, I'd say there's winks that have got people murdered. Do you know that kind of
you're
wink?
You're getting it wink.
Yeah. Do you know one of them ones here? Am I having a bit of crack wink?
But I'll get you,
it's the facial expression that goes with the wink, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or if you're in the gaff and your missus goes,
oh, you know.
Do you know what I mean? You know how to fill the dishwasher. Yeah.
I was going to say, put the kettle on.
Yeah. So basically what I was alluding to, Darden, was I couldn't believe, and like that would only be a relatively small video for someone like you. Like when you think about, do you see the video we did with Ronaldo's haircut? Oh my God. Yeah. Like
mad.
Absolutely brilliant.
You done one there a few weeks ago. It was really, really funny. I'm trying to think what it was.
But the Ronaldo one, Darden, was like it's over, like how many millions? Like on Instagram alone, it was like, I remember looking at it. It was
30 million or something.
Like, isn't that just nuts?
There's like 1.2 million likes on it. I have it pinned as well, so anyone that comes on, they're like,
yeah, that's your man.
Yeah, Ronaldo, huh?
Sue.
I like that.
Oh, stop. But it was just such a brilliant, and like that absolutely went global. Like,
it was global. So strange, because we done that as like, just the way we do anything. Just like, oh, we have to crack and post something, record something, post it. And before I went to bed, I was looking at it. It was just normal reaction, you know that way. And I woke up the next day, it was like a million views on TikTok or something.
Wow. Like,
overnight, crazy. It was like mad. I was this is what it's like to be viral.
Was that your biggest one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Like, I mean,
mad.
It's something that people can only, like, but it's a great, for you, like in terms of commercial stuff, Darren, the fact that you have something like that and people are going, whoa, that's what he's capable of. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So that must mean you look attractive to potential sponsors and whatever, like, you know. Speaking of sponsors, if anyone looked to sponsor this podcast,
yeah, Ronaldo,
show,
yeah, or some barbers for the haircut,
CR7 boxers,
yeah, Sue,
no, we can't mention him or he'll
sue,
yeah, Law Sue,
you could go for ages with that.
Tell Dublin, us. Sue.
All right, I'm going to the airport with me Sue.
Just went in there and bought a new Sue.
Do you know what I love for my health? I love eating sushi. Anyway, we'll be here all day. Darren, who were your comedy heroes growing up?
Eric Lawler and Will Alwy.
He's just making us feel old. That's all he's doing.
Super.
I know. I always said it to you. One main Irish person that I would have watched a lot was PJ Gallagher. Yeah.
Naked Camera.
Yeah.
And like,
Savage as well, like the Savage Oil and stuff and Republic of Telly, all of that. Like,
yeah. So you grew up watching, I suppose, a lot of Irish comedians on television and all that. But like with PJ is like another.
PJ, he caught the train at the right time, though, didn't he?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, what a show. Like, I remember going with him a couple of times and I set up a couple of sketches for PJ in Ballymun and that, and just watching how it's done and how simple that it's done, and you're kind of looking at it on the telly and going, how are they doing this? Like,
yeah.
But when you actually see it in action and the way they do it, it's fucking brilliant. Like.
Yeah. And like, he became a hero to a lot of people. Like, so you were young, you were in school at that time, I'd imagine, Darren.
Yeah, secondary, yeah. Early days.
Yeah, you were in my school, Benevin.
Well, Benevin.
Finding it hard to believe we're in Benevin.
Now, do you know what the other schools used to call us? Benny Heaven.
Benny Heaven.
I see, do you not know
what a Benny is?
See, this is an old school reference.
Benny on the Loose. That's what we used to say years ago.
What's that mean?
like a Benny, someone.
Was it like an A or something?
No, no, a Predator.
No, a Benny.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Benny on the Loose.
Yeah, like Benny Hill.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. Probably, yeah, that's probably where it came from. Predator, yeah, anyway. And so we were used to be called Benny Heaven Air School.
Did it?
Benevin, Benny Heaven, you mean?
Great school.
Oh, yeah.
Great LCA school. All the way. Unbelievable.
I love Benevin.
I went to the Virgin Mary. That's what the name of the school I went to, the primary school.
I thought you actually meant to the deity. No. The
where is that primary school?
Where it always was.
Where is it now then?
Did they not pick it up?
It's in Shangan. Shangan Road.
Oh, I know it. Yeah.
I know where it is. Yeah. Yeah.
With the yellow brick school, yeah.
Yeah. Good memories.
The yellow brick school. Was that good memories?
Good and bad.
They stopped corporal punishment in 1982.
Yeah, just punish sergeants.
So you're bleeding, just walking down the corridor, you get a cracky kick in the throat.
For nothing.
Off one of the teachers. What do you think of that?
What you do that for?
Yeah, because I've seen it on the telly. No, it was like, it was heavy, like.
Yeah,
corporal,
yeah,
punishment was mad. I remember robbing a pound now from the shop one day, right? Me and another fella, I'm not going to mention his name.
A shop used to
bring
the school?
Yeah, so they used to bring the shop around in a crate.
Yeah.
Right, so they had the crate and there was money in the box at the side of the yoke. And I just kind of had a look around and whipped a pound out of it.
As you do.
And you might as well have bleed and took that table out of the room. Do you know what I mean? Your man knew straight away the minute he looked into the cash box that the money was gone.
Was it the old green punt?
Yeah, the old bleeding. It was like trying to put a bleeding old Irish independent in your pocket. That's how big the note was. That's three fellas folding it with me. But I took the bleeding pound and anyway, and the fella that was with me goes, I'm getting half of that. But I was left on my own and anyway, but I was nicked. And I remember getting six of the best. With it was a stick.
Strap?
Yeah, no, it was a stick off a cock. One of them skinny sticks.
Yeah.
And if you pulled...
What was he doing with that?
Smacking your bleeding hand, right? So you went down to the principal's office, right? And you put your hand out, you picked the hand that you were getting on, you got the six on that. And this fella was like a marksman. He hit you right across the tip of the hand or the fingers. And if you pulled, you got an extra two for every time you pulled. Like, man, you want to see me going back into it? I swear, I come back into the classroom door like Elvis Presley in Vegas on my knees, sliding across the floor. I was screaming, man.
Were you?
Yeah, it was horrible.
That's horrible.
And they were the days when the teachers could smoke in the class.
Yeah.
Teacher would be up the top like that. Smoke.
Isn't that absolutely mad?
Do you remember you could smoke on planes?
Yeah.
Little ashtrays and all.
Yeah, little ashtrays in the seats and all, yeah.
Sitting beside someone that bleeding smokes and you don't smoke getting bleed.
No, it was like the back six rows were smoke.
Yeah, and then the cone to avoid it.
On a fucking plane.
Yeah.
I got a fucking nice one.
Or
I remember
just walking around Bland Shopping Centre like that.
Yeah.
10 or 50.
Licking at your man's face behind the counter. And what do you mean you haven't got 22 ways? Get it now, yeah. Putting it out on all the fabric in the bleeding shop.
Or else.
Coming with a big Cuban cigar. Have you got 22 ways now?
Just because you can.
Yeah.
People who didn't even smoke just. But when I went to Dubai, right, they still smoke indoors in Dubai. And obviously the Irish smoking ban is in a long time. And I was going out for the smoke and I'm going, you can smoke here. But I couldn't.
Still
I couldn't
weird.
Believe myself to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I had to go outside. And then after a few points, I was like, fuck.
throwing the butts at the barman.
Yeah. How are you? Slime again.
Yeah,
slime again.
20 miles away.
I emptied our ashtray.
That's a weird name for a barman, isn't it?
Ashtray.
Two more points.
Darren, you're in the midst of a lot of success at the moment. Is there anything you would love to do? Is there a dream or a goal that you have?
I suppose I'm kind of doing that now. Like, you know, I've always...
You're living the dream.
Yeah, I suppose. In a way, yeah. Like, I can't complain. I feel very blessed with it all, like, you know, that way. Just from working away in the pub and that for so long and just job to job and whatever.
And
like,
you appreciate it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you've worked for a living, like, yeah.
There's obviously other things you'd like to do. Like, I'd love to do something bigger, like, you know, a sitcom or being a sitcom or, like, a film or, you know, that way, just the small part.
Did you do something in an act in the Gaiety School of Acting or something? Did you do anything with them or...?
I did, like, a drama course in the Gaiety,
And so must have had aspirations of maybe doing a bit of acting then.
That's all I wanted to do when I started. I was like, we want to be Robert De Niro.
Right.
In Taxi Driver. just whatever way it went, social media was just... kind of happening at the time and people are posting stuff and I seen other people posting videos and that and I was like,
I can do that.
So had you any, not saying that you had any like body that you looked up to that was posting stuff, but did you look at Anton online and go, you know, his stuff is good or whole stuff is good, or what kind of inspired you to kind of go, I could actually give this a go, like, because even the stuff I was looking at, your early stuff when you're in the gaff doing the, you know, the face-to-face stuff with yourself, I was kind of, like, I can't edit or do anything like that, because even though it looks kind of easy, it's not, it takes a lot of time, I'm sure, like, in the beginning when you're kind of trying to get the handle on it and looking at it and going, is that right or is it wrong? Or,
it was funny, you know? Actually, because I never actually edited a video back then, because there was this tool on Instagram where you used to be able to
record
hold
a bit,
it down hold. And stop it. Yeah. Like the way you do it on TikTok now. Right. Instagram had that back in the day. And everyone used to say to me, Jesus, look, you edit, how do you edit them? And I'm like, told them, like, I didn't know you could even do that.
But then you have to, like, that makes it even more impressive, Darren, because you have to get it right. You can't make a mistake.
So I used to just do it, like, continuously all the way up. Like, do you know that way? Yeah. I wouldn't stop. So it was basically like improv.
Yeah.
And I'd flick it over that way and flick it this way really quickly. Because I'd never change clothes, so it'd be the same fucking fella. Like,
you know what I mean? Well, I mean, even if you'd had a hat on, I'm sure when you did, you could whip it off,
wouldn't you? I used to do that as well. And then I'm like, oh, my hair's a bit shite on this one.
I think it was actually funnier that it was just you the same time all the time.
Absolutely.
Just kind of
doing
a different kind of accent, so to speak, even though it was you. Very, very clever.
It was like the timid one and then the angry one.
Yeah.
And it's like, I used to take that kind of scenario from growing up in Finglas, like, and just them people like muck your road and just hit you a box.
Because
like,
it is them, and that's why.
100%.
But that's why everyone, and I'm not going outside the pale, like, talking about people down the country or anything like that, but Dublin people really get it, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The working class areas go... We all have loads of them.
Like, you know someone
in
like
the
that.
Estate. Of course we do.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Like, we used to, me and my mates.
Condescending. Just
and,
like,
and if you don't, you are that bloke.
When me and my mates were growing up in Finglas, we were very aware of these hard men because we encountered them so much. And I always remember one night going down to me road and there was a few boys at the wall, right? And me and my mate were going down to my guy. I was getting something, was going back up to his then. And one of them goes to me. Oh. I looked over and went, yeah. And I said, what?
I know what you said there.
I went,
yeah, so do I, yeah. Because we're from that area.
And he goes, I went, I'm sorry, pal, I don't know what you're saying. And I went, what time is it?
Yeah!
I went, all right, sorry, it's 20 past nine. And then maybe like, like that. And he was like, fucking hell, you ain't the fucking time, you can't break no money, man. But they were just intimidating because they had their back leg up against the wall. They held the smoke like that.
That was the trademark.
The poor slips. and the Pringle jumper over the end.
Clutching
like
the
dart players.
Yeah.
Come out, they're talking about darts.
Oh, yeah.
That's just that they're bringing us straight into that. It's really needing plan that. But that's the way they used it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And smokes, you smoke with a 180. They are throwing them away.
He's what only 17.
Yeah, he's only 17.
Jimmy required 20 blue. But the darts one was a great one.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Loved it.
Great. It was very niche, like, to know that way.
Yeah. It was very well done.
Yeah.
But you say niche, darling, but like darts is usually popular, you know?
It is, yeah.
And a lot of.
When I used to always watch the darts, like, not as much as I do now with Luke Littler and that. I'd be honest, like, he brought it back.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I have to just get on this, like, you know that way. But me thinking, watching this, I'm like, I'm in this bubble where everyone's watching it. But there's another bubble happening where no one's watching it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, everyone must be watching it. So I post that and it didn't do as well as I thought it would have.
Right,
like, do you know that
right,
way?
Right.
Because I'm just engrossed in this little section of like, he's only 17.
Yeah, yeah,
do
yeah.
Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Well, even the dressing up as bananas and all.
Yeah,
it's right because it gave me that kind of thinking. I'm going, I never thought about it before. I'm going, why are they going to the darts?
Nobody knows.
As a banana.
And Super Mario Brothers.
That's like going to the ice skating dressed up as a pineapple or something.
But then
like,
it just doesn't. Didn't John Bishop and Alice mates go to the darts dressed as the Peaky Blinders?
They did, yeah. But I think that's a lot better than bleeding a banana, like.
I'd just rather a banana than Peaky
Blinders. Do you know what I mean?
People dress up, but the bananas are always there.
Yeah.
There's always some.
They're
dress.
A staple of the darts. Yeah.
Do you know what I love about it is the concentration that they have. Because everyone's talking while you're throwing the darts, like.
And singing.
Like, it's not as if, like, you know, it's not like snooker. Like, when you get down
and
to take
silent.
A shot in snooker, Like, dude, you can't hear a pin drop.
And if anyone coughs, the darts, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the darts,
security SWAT team comes down and gets shot.
But I mean, the darts, they're screaming. And I mean, for to be able to stand up at the hockey and get 180 wood, you've got all that going on. Yeah. Look, I find it hard to fill the dishwasher that my missus is giving out to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know what do you mean. Know what I'm saying? And these fellas are like,
pinpoint
it's just the concentration.
Like,
it's a and like most sports, it's evolved from years ago when you had Bobby George and when you had Jockey Wilson. We're going back to the
'70s,
and the same thing. Smoking these fellas. I remember Jockey Wilson.
Oh yeah,
one night on the hockey, like
sculling points,
drinking points to beat the band and smoking. Remember he got a nine dart finish.
Yeah,
and your man goes when he's coming back up. Now come here. Jockey Wilson looked like he was having triplets. Right, is Ned Kelly is out here? Right. And I remember him getting a nine dart finish and he goes like that and he winks and your man goes, what an athlete. Athlete. This bloke is the furthest thing from an athlete you are ever going to see in your life. Like 60 smokes and bleeding 32 points while he's playing.
What
darts,
an athlete.
You know?
What imagine
an athlete.
That in football. Like. Smoking and drinking on the pitch. What an athlete.
You see it on the Sunday
morning.
Hang on,
taking the corner out in a bottle of bleeding Stella. In a
you see it on a sunny morning,
putting the hand up in the box. What do you want? Two
I used to, when I played junior football, you'd be shitting if you were playing a team and you were all smoking beforehand. Because you'd be like, oh, these are mad cunts.
Smoking,
smoking
on the
sun.
Smoking
like
that.
Yeah. You're marking your man with the yellow fingers.
Yeah. And flick the smoke at him as well while you're at it. You bring it back all the point that I
stuck it into the back of your shins and I go, you bastard, yeah. The darts thing, we can go through a lot of Darren's sketches and just go, love that one, I love that one, I love that one. Is there one you love? Which one is the one that you are, say, most proud of?
I probably did get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so good. And
because it was just the crack, like, you know, we're just having fun with that. Yeah. And I had that idea for years. Like,
really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Since before the remakes came out with the Tim Curry version from back in the day.
Okay, right, going back a good bit.
I used to love that film, like still do. And I was like, oh, I'd love to do something like that. But obviously, I think I even had that idea when I was first starting out. Like,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't have the tools to make that happen, you know, that way.
It's probably a good thing that you waited because you're obviously a lot better at what you did at that stage and you were able to deliver it
and
the
bounce off Joe, like, you can't match it now that way.
Yeah,
between the two.
Brilliant sketch. If there's anybody in Ireland left who hasn't seen that sketch, go to Darren's Instagram or where all his socials, where all his videos are, and you will find Gih. And it's an absolute cracker of a sketch. We love it.
Just go to YouTube. That's what we're doing. Just go straight into YouTube and bring Gih. And the minute you see a bleeding clown's face on the screen, hit that screen.
Boom. Have a look.
And is there anything, Darren, that you think to yourself that you've done, that should have done a bit better, but didn't?
Well, not should have.
No, do you know what I'm saying?
100%, yeah.
No, do you know what I'm saying? Something that you went, Jase, that was actually really bleeding good, like.
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but it's the darts one I thought would have, what we were just talking about there, I thought that would have done better because there was a lot of hype around it.
Yeah.
But it didn't catch the algorithm, man.
Okay,
you know?
Right.
But you kind of just, sometimes you'd be disappointed with ones, but like, I don't think it's down to like the quality or if it's good. It's just like, it feels like sometimes your content gets restricted online. Or something like that, or Instagram might, like, because you do a lot of ads or whatever, they're like, oh, well, if he's not paying for it, like,
yes, right,
shelf it. Do you know that way? That's the way I feel about it sometimes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then it's kind of difficult to, like, write a sketch and go out and do it because you're like, it's probably not going to do anything.
Come here, something completely different from sketches. You're getting cash and carried.
What do you mean?
You're getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Cash and see what I'm saying?
I should be wired to this.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. My granddad used to always say things like that.
Cash and carried.
Yeah. Getting cash and carried.
How's the build up to that going, I should say?
Madness.
Is it?
It's mental. There's so much involved. Like,
it really
but
is.
I'm just taking a little bit of a backseat.
Oh,
and letting
as
her at it, like, you know, that
do.
Way.
And letting Amy look after
in the nicest way possible. I do as much as I can. Like, but she
it is the bride's day, really, isn't it? At the end of the day.
She's just loving the build up to this, like, and getting all the bits and. Like, she wants to do it and I'll let her, like, do you know that way? But if she'll say,
you'll support that.
I'll just pay the money.
You'll support that.
You just go out there and do your ads.
Yeah.
Do your ads there.
You'll just go out with the suit and warm them up because they won't remember this. And you come out with the dress and do your best 15 minutes.
Yeah. And all this money that went in and that's it.
Yeah.
You never hear anybody on a wedding day going, did you see his suit?
I'll tell you they will with me.
I'll wait to see
Darren's
suit.
His suit, man.
Yeah.
be a white suit overshadowing the bride.
No, but the bride always looks amazing, and all the bridesmaids look like bruises or something. Don't they stand there like that?
That's deliberate, isn't it?
Stay your dress. Oh, you look massive.
Yeah, you see all the bridesmaids. Yeah, the
you look massive.
Yeah, no, that's
the bride always gets them dresses that she wouldn't wear for a bet.
Yeah, so she looks better. Yeah.
Well, obviously,
it's like they just raise her up like that all in an ear. Do you know what I mean?
And they always have this day when you go into town and they pick out the dresses. And I'm sure that day when all the girls go in with the bride, they're like, oh, here we fucking go. Look at the fucking state of
that. What you going to spin it with now? Come on, we're going down to Goinies for your dresses.
If I had my way, I'd have done all that.
In the bargain basket, pulling stuff out. That'll fit you. What size are you again? 14, is it? Here, throw that on you.
Wrap that around, you look
different
gorgeous.
Different than dress, you're all right, don't worry about it.
Mix and match.
Yeah, yeah.
Eclectic mix we're going for.
Because I want to look good, yeah?
Yeah, no, am I just getting made in New York?
We're top Parisian models. So it's like it's a big day for you, Darren. Like it's how long are you and Amy together?
8 years.
8 years. That's about bleeding time now. You made it known. It's blooming over. Eight years.
Too early.
That's
too
good. No, no, I'm 8 years.
Yeah, yeah. 8 years. Yeah.
You're 8 years with Linda.
Yeah.
No way. That's way. Like flying in.
Oh no, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
We love that, Linda.
We love our women.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love my woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My woman is the most. My woman punched the head out of your body. My missus is just an amazing woman.
But would she punch the head out of my woman?
I don't know. She's not into violence. She's more of a lover.
You do a charity boxing event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know
what I was saying years ago? I was up in the penthouse and talking about women fighting, and there was a wrestling yoke on.
Oh, you know, wet wrestling.
Oh, come here. Was it? And he got this fella in that's a bit of a sham. In the area, like a bit of a, you know.
The Ballymun Bruiser, was it?
Yeah, yeah. And I swear to God, your woman handballed him, right? And all his mates were laughing at him. And the more.
Handballed him?
Like, bet him, like, oh, for okay. sport. Like, your woman laid bet him.
What's that? Is that a...
No, just handball.
Yeah,
them,
no, that's
like,
yeah.
Right. Like, no, you know when you play handball, like handball.
But you know the way you do the thing where you're like...
No, do you want me to rhyme it? Like,
yeah. Handball. No, it's a handball. Man. Yeah, so did I. I was like, Darren gone, what does that rhyme? What does that mean?
Let me just...
Mauled. Handballed, mauled.
Yeah, mauled.
But mauled is one as well, though.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah. So your man got in, and anyway, so she was in a bikini, and whoever the fella was got in his jeans, like, and top, no, in his belly,
yeah,
as they call it. And your woman made a show of him. And the more he was getting freaked out because his mates was all laughing, he was getting freaked. And the more he was trying to get a hold of your woman just had the move. She was just bleeding, torn. Your man was falling on his neck and all that.
Whopper.
So bleeding, funny. And he got out. He was freaked. Oh, he actually thought he was going to wait outside the pub and bleed and punch the head off.
Where was this in Ballymun?
Penthouse.
Top rated entertainment all the time.
What a mad pub. Better entertainment outside than inside.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No windows. No windows. Well, the window cleaner used to do the windows with a sander.
Yeah.
Bit of fairy and sander. Did a job.
Yeah, it was
the Towers was another one.
Yeah.
Towers was a great pub. The Towers was kind of like the working class pub, so to speak. But the Penthouse, you go in and go up to the bar and they go, no, we'll get this. You're walking.
When I was younger, I used to go into the Ballymun Shopping Centre.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be a shop down the end that sold like knockoff clothes and that, like, and runners. You probably remember it. Like,
yeah, I do, yeah.
You used to get TNs and all, right? Yeah. And I went on and I was like, fucking TNs, lovely. And I was wearing them for about 2 days. Like, and they ripped, there was a load of newspaper in them. They were stuffed with newspaper.
Remember Dez done joined the hood and he went over and got rigged out?
Oh, in their clothes that they had,
They had the runners on, they were at Adidas.
Adidas.
Stone. I was only talking to Darren about this earlier on. You'd remember this, Will, back in the day when we were growing up, Fingers Ballymun, the runners, the Sizzlers. Do you remember the Sizzlers?
Yeah, I remember
the
Sizzlers. There was black and grey ones. You used to get them in pennies.
Yeah, pennies, right. There we go.
Yeah, you come out with your gap and you go, Roy, who wants a race? You used to think because the runners... Yeah, you used to think because you had the runners on your feet. You
run faster.
I was shite.
Our generation had pennies, pumps.
I do know the pumps. Yeah.
They're called pumps.
I would have had to get them from my kids.
When have you ever come out with your gaff and seen two youngsters racing on the street? Like
running?
Like racing?
They're all on them tablets and all.
The phones and all.
No, not them toys.
Oh, you're not tablets.
Yeah, the Game Boys.
The tablets we used to be on.
Mobile devices.
No, you don't. There's not like...
What were they called?
Sizzlers.
Sizzlers.
Yeah.
Sizzlers, that was the name of the runners, yeah.
Yeah. They were like $6.99.
Were they hot shit, like? Was everyone wearing them?
Yeah, but
yeah. If you were bleeding, slumming it, you were wearing pumps, black pumps with an elastic on the front. You'd stand on the, if you stood on Thames with these on, you could tell whether it was heads or herbs. That's how fucking bad you were, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you were wearing pumps, like, you were fucking, like, you were struggling, like.
Yeah, yeah, the pumps, you know, pumps took over.
Especially if you've seen a fella wearing pumps.
Well, they made the pumps better.
I used to go to a fella that had pumps on and had a hole in the bottom of them, and he had a bleeding cornflake box.
Oh, yeah.
In I've the runners yeah. over yeah. the hole.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Sad times.
Turned out to be a serial killer.
Yay!
You was lined that up.
We dumb. You was lined We just knocked him up yeah. and then he just puts them away. Like, you know what I mean?
Sometimes he'd snap.
Ah, yes. Too good, too quick.
Yeah.
I need about 30 takes.
No, but it's mad because back then as kids growing up, like, Sizzlers would have been the big thing. Like, I remember.
Well, I mean, they were the only things we could afford. We couldn't afford the Adidas or Puma at the time.
What was your first branded trainer that you remember getting?
K-Swiss.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you know?
A couple of pairs of K-Swiss, yeah.
My ma bought me a pair of Fila from me 21st. And they were really expensive at the time. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because the rave scene was only kicking off at that stage.
That's what he used to say to your first girlfriend.
Fila.
Yeah.
And she'd be going,
what? No, she'd be going, no, Adidas.
That's a Sizzler. Fila.
It's a Sizzler all right, man.
So I'd a pair of Fila and I thought it was the dog's chops. Just on the whole.
Chops?
The dog's bollocks.
Aye.
The dog's chops.
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
You need a hug.
We'll talk about that.
I want to talk about, I just want to remind me of something there, that when I was 20, 21, the 90s, the acid house, the techno raves kicked in. We spoke about this on another episode.
Yeah.
But I remember me first.
In the Ambassador.
Yo! Go on. First.
Put your hands up. That was the guy. Wasn't
it? Yeah. Doing a raid on the rave. Yeah.
They were the undercovers.
D-R-U outside your gaff. Put your hands up in the air.
First lads holiday ever went on. I was like 18, 19, and me and my mate Joe Scully from Finglas, and we went to
shout out to Joe Scully.
Joe,
me mate. You know, you met
this
Joe.
This is getting strange. I'm starting to worry. This could be a case with Joe Scully.
And me and Joe went to Santa Ponza, you know, and the rave scene had kicked off. You know, you're 18, 19, you're going into a nightclub that's open at 6 in the morning, and all the Brits were there. They were well into the rave. We were only catching on, and I had a pair of green LA Gear runners. Remember them LA Gear runners?
Yeah.
A pair of red Joe Bloggs jeans and a tie-dye shirt and a bucket hat. I was like bleeding Kevin and Perry, for fuck's sake. Ridiculously, but they used to be
were you the only one dressed like that?
yeah. No, there was much cooler versions of that. And I was like a real, just, you know, manufactured raver. Yeah. And there was a song called Night in Motion by Cubic 22.
What a tune.
And it was like, party time. I used to mishear that lyric. And I remember me and mate Joe were jumping around the place with all the Brits. And they were like, oh, these two Irish lads. But we thought they were saying heart attack. Right, so the boys, the real cool English, let us dance with them. We were like raving with them, going heart attack. And the English were like, the fucking story with the two boys, like heart attack.
No, yeah. We're over here with the triple boy pass club. Yeah.
Take two of them yokes, you'll have a fucking heart attack.
Doc, do you ever see a man that does the things on he's on TikTok and that, and he does, is he, no, he's TikTok and Instagram, and he does all the songs, he mimes them, but the lyrics is all wrong. Do you know the fella I'm on about?
No. Is he English, Irish?
He's American? An English fella, like, so it's lyrics of songs, but you think that it sounds like what it is, but it's not it.
Oh, same. And he's kind of there going, yeah, I think I've seen that.
Is it like when Peter Kay was doing them mishaired lyrics?
It's exactly like that.
Is that it? Yeah, right. And cauliflower, and he's home the cauliflower.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
And the lyric isn't saying that. Yeah, it sounds like that.
Yeah.
There's a new fella I've discovered on TikTok, and he's brilliant. He does Eminem. But if he's at home with
peanuts
the dishwasher, and he does them exactly like, you know.
I've seen him as well.
So it's like a plate is dirty in the dishwasher.
I put the plate in the.
Yeah, and it looks so clean, and now it's not. You make me feel mean. It does it like Eminem.
It sounds exactly like him.
Oh, it's incredible. Like, he's obviously skilled, lyricist, skilled rapper, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But his stuff is so funny.
Eight more dishes.
Yeah, 8 more dishes, exactly, yeah. That's what he's getting at, like, you know.
But isn't your woman brilliant, the Northern Ireland girl?
Kaylee.
That does the miming.
Kaylee Trapp, yeah.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
I was looking at her last night and I was going,
It's the mannerisms, actually,
it's the facial expression she's got.
The little subtleties.
The whole lot, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, anyone could do a lip sync, but can you actually, like, do it to the point where it's, like, their face almost, you know?
Yeah.
It's all like Jim Carrey, like, the way he do impressions, and his impressions weren't, like, fantastic, but...
The facial expression,
Clint Eastwood, like, it'd sell it better.
Yeah. Mm. And that's the only thing that's gotten me through my whole comedy career. The material isn't that good, but I pull a very funny face.
Is it that one?
Just this mad concerned face. No, that was it. So me and the lads talk about mad lads. That's what we do.
It's like you're being constipated.
Yeah. No, it's like, so if you had an account with somebody, the first question would be, was he? And we go, yeah, he was one of them.
I'm concerned for Eric at this point.
I'm pulling out all this trauma from my childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to be bullied.
Eric's a bit.
I think, do you know where? I think you need a good sea swim.
I thought you were going to say a good scene.
No,
I was going to say that. That's not this stuff.
I would never have said that to him.
A good sea swim. Yeah. Well, I was a sea swimmer, aren't you?
Yeah, and I am a sea swimmer. Yeah, I get in and I swim in the sea. I don't just stand there. Like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? I get in and have a swim.
Would you do that often?
I haven't been in the last few weeks, to be honest, but I once a week. It's a great kind of leveler. It's great commute. Come here. I used to look at people. Now, here, I don't wear a bathrobe. I don't wear a dry robe. I genuinely don't.
Why is that, Will? Is that deliberate or is it just
because? I don't like them.
Okay.
I just don't.
You just like towels.
And I said it to me young one.
What about the bats whipping people in the air?
She got me one for me 50th, like, and I just don't wear it. I don't like them. I'm old school. I'm from the bleeding 70s and 80s. When I get out of the sea, I would get a towel and I just dry myself and get dressed.
That's what you do from the 70s and 80s.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you'd have a smoke in the sea and all.
Yeah. With the Slazengers. Or Slazengers.
Just sizzlers.
With your band on you. Do you ever remember getting into the bats with bands?
Fingless West Pill.
I don't mean like getting into the band with Bleeding Oasis or Aslan.
No, what do you mean?
I'm saying rubber bands.
So you get into the pill and they give you a rubber band, or you a red one, a yellow one, or a green one.
A green one or a blue one. And then like a rave alert from the bleeding World War II comes on.
And it'd be the red light flashing, so all the people
so you've got to get out then.
Ow.
Yeah, yeah, and then let the next ones in.
It rings a bell.
Yeah,
that you're
hanging
the
on them, they need to trot like that going, I hope they don't see me.
And you've a marker down there, just colouring it in, different colour, so you stay and save another hour.
Would you?
And you put your clothes into a basket and all, do you remember?
Yeah.
And you hand it into a woman, she put it in the back and she sell it to someone.
Do you remember that myth? Do you ever hear that myth about when you went to a swim pool and you pissed in the swim pool, a ring had come up around you?
It go blue or something.
Or blue. Is that true? Do you ever hear that? Well, then it's not true.
I pissed in the swim pool loads of times.
Yeah.
Like last week I was in the aquatic centre, right? No, I'm only joking. No, but years ago I did. Loads of times.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Just stopped when I was about 24. Yeah. No, when I was a kid.
I have done it in the sea.
I've known fellas that I went to school with a fella that actually had a poo in the pool.
A poo in the pool?
Yeah.
Ah, that's disgraceful.
Ah, it's fucking
absolutely shocking.
That's terrible. Like,
no need for that.
There's no need for it. Like, but he did have a pee in the pool.
So it was a flower?
Yeah.
It's a flouter.
Oh, I remember when I was
talking about shark.
Talk about it was a trout, brown trout. When I was in Dubai, there was an incident in the water park where we thought, oh man, what's going down here?
Because it sounds heavy, Eric, an incident.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it was an incident, and there was like sirens and all that, and like low security just descended upon this pool. And we were like, what the fuck's that?
Somebody
was being attacked. Little kid did a shit in the pool. What was it? Everybody, back away.
On the floor. On the floor.
Don't pick the pill up, put the pill down.
Kids standing there pissing.
I said you want to go to the pill, not the pill. Fucking idiot. Do you have any more questions for Darren before we let him go?
Do I have any more questions for Darren before we let him go?
What I would like to say to you, Darren, is keep doing what you're doing. Like, it's absolutely brilliant. And I genuinely,
thank you.
I'm not just saying this because you're a mate of ours, but when a new video drops, I get giddy. I'm going, great. Can't wait to see this. Genuinely. I'm not just saying that. I get excited.
Like
and
a little
delighted.
Premiere.
Yeah.
We're going to get a new pair of scissors.
Yeah. Or Slashingers. Look at them, yo.
Sizzlers.
Slashingers.
Slashingers.
So
I appreciate that. Fair play to you.
Not at all.
No, come here. Just keep continuing doing what you're doing, and it's great. Like, and come here. I'll be saying it to Paddy there the other day as well. Working class comics, like, it's great. Yeah, what we're doing, what we shouldn't be doing realistically sometimes you're kind of going, is this, but it's great. You're making people's lives a little bit better and you're bleeding, you're making a difference, like, and you're flying the flag for the working class.
And your podcasts are brilliant as well. The two of them. Doing with Amy and all is really good. If anyone's preparing for a wedding.
The Conways.
Darren and Amy talk about building and saving and planning for a wedding, and it's great content.
Hey, it's going.
The ad for it was great.
The black and white.
It was brilliant. Who shot that for you?
Jer.
Who else?
The main man.
Who else? Make him an offer, Joe.
Oh, he wrote it.
It was brilliant.
Very well done.
And she's not used to all that.
But it catches your attention.
Yeah. Because
you know what I mean? It's kind of like, do you know what I mean? And then you cock your ears and you're going, oh yeah, I'm into this. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, before we let you go, Darren, I know we've talked over the years that you kind of have this desire or a want in you, a curiosity in you to do stand-up. Is that something you might see develop?
Every time I see it, I'm always mentioning it.
Yeah. We talked about this as well. Remember you dropped your home one time, you were saying it.
Yeah. And you said, anytime you want to do anything like that, give me a shout and we'll go through some stuff.
I won't have them toy jeans on the next one. These will come off easier.
Yeah. And write them good jokes.
And you won't do a poo in the car.
Yeah.
I'll take them jokes, Darren.
Yeah, but absolutely. Like growing up watching stand-up, watching yourselves, like, you know, that way. I'd love to try it, but...
I think you'd be a great stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually do. Like, because you have the comedy, you know how to write stuff, and I just think you can just incorporate what you're doing into a bit of stand up. Like.
I think it is a different discipline to what Darren is doing.
Oh, it is a different discipline, but I believe he.
But he has funny bones for
no,
sure.
But he has the ingredients, like, and it's just about how he serves the dish up. Like, it's a different dish to the one that he's cooking at the minute, but he can implement it and do something different with it and definitely be able to do stand up.
I fucking love Will's metaphors everywhere, every conversation
we have. Well, it is, like, it is.
You are a poet.
Do you know what I mean?
You're a poet and you don't know it.
Yeah.
I would, I think...
Yeah.
Darren is a funny man, funny bones and all that. You've got the funny bones, if you say. But I would imagine, though, if you were going into stand-up, that you might be worried about what people perceive of you. Are they expecting you then to be... Because I know PJ had that for a while. PJ and even Ard Lohanlon had it for a while, where Ard Lohanlon didn't like doing stand-up for a time because people were roaring up, do Dougal, yeah. And that's not him, you know? Just
like, if I was going to do it, it wouldn't be like... I wouldn't take social media and what I did over the years and put that on the stage. Like, I'd just do... I don't know what I'd do, but...
A new variation
like,
of it.
I wouldn't be saying,
thing.
Go on, Ronaldo. I feel sick and all this and that.
Well, here, what a great thing to have if a joke dies.
Yeah.
She cracks a joke. Yeah,
but you know what? And I guarantee you, people that will go to see you will be roaring up requests. Yeah. You know, they'll be going, do the thing. Look, I mean, because when I went to... when I done the yoke with the lads in the stadium and I sung the song, like people are saying to me, sing a song now, like, and I'm going, no, I'm not singing a bleeding song.
Yeah, you're not performing.
You know what I mean? I'm doing something on the weekend and your man goes, me missus goes, will you sing the song at the end? And I'm going, no, I won't sing the song.
Do the song.
Do you know what I mean?
Like the way it would on Talk of Bollocks and at the end of shows.
It's not something I do, like, do you know what I'm saying? I just kind of done it that night because I found it kind of fitting to what I was doing, and I actually loved the song means so much, but it's not like because people kind of go, you know, do the song. Like, it's
what's
like
the song, Willie's a Lovely
Surprise? Something. So, but it's a song that's always been kind of special.
I go on, sing
me.
It there.
No, did you know what you'll do? You'll sing it at the live podcast.
Yeah. it's like, do you know, like when you're a comedian and people come up and go, you know, people say, what do you do? Like, and I go, I'm a comedian. You go, tell us a joke.
I know you go,
what do you do? And they go, I'm a carpenter. I go, build us a shelf.
Yeah.
Kind of looking at you going, what? What are you doing, mate?
Yeah. Happens to me a lot in taxis.
Here's one for you.
Oh,
you can use that one.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Oh, here's one. Oh, you now. Yeah.
Well, here's a good one. Yeah. Don't be using that in your sketch.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, here's one for you now.
This is a good one.
And you think you're dying for it. They're like, yeah thanks,
hang
man.
On. Hang on, I'll write that down.
And you know what? Some of them are good. I go, I'll take that.
Yeah, but don't tell them.
Thanks for that. Jesus, that was
good. No, when it's good, when it's really good, just go, I actually wrote that.
Yeah. In the back of a taxi.
Did you, did you not know that? No, well, you know now.
How did it get to you? Jesus.
I only wrote that 10 minutes ago, but anyway.
I wrote that in a taxi in India.
Right then, we're gonna pull it to a close now because we've been here.
Sound.
It's flown in again, and it's, as we always say, it's a sign of a good podcast when it flies in. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks very much for coming on to us.
Thanks for having us, lads.